These are perhaps the only new homes that have been allowed to proliferate in occupied East Jerusalem without the risk of Israel pulling them down. This is one living organism, says Dalal Qasim. Dalal learned beekeeping in a community project that provides Palestinian women with jobs and income. 75% of the women in East Jerusalem aren't formally employed.
A lot of people are afraid of bees, but for me, there's even a verse in the Quran about bees. They are blessed. When you study them and discover their organization, their system, it's perfect.
The bees need plants, so the project is also bringing greenery to the densely packed streets of East Jerusalem.
The main important challenge is that we're missing land. We don't have land. And roofs, it might be the solution to fill the gap of the lack of public open spaces.
In occupied East Jerusalem, the Israeli authorities only permit Palestinians to build on 17% of their land. So there's no room for green open spaces. Introducing beehives encourages people to provide plants and bushes for the bees in whatever small space they have. Now, when this project started in 2019, they trained up 15 women as beekeepers. But it's become so popular that by 2024, there'll be 550 women making use of the terraces and rooftops of occupied East Jerusalem as homes for small beehives.
The honey is harvested only twice a year, and these urban bees are pollinating plants much less likely to have been treated with herbicides than those around rural farms.
I've got used to them. I'm not afraid of them. I even feel there's chemistry between us.
The Sincilla Women's Cooperative is selling next year's harvest through crowdfunding so they can buy more hives to cope with demand. 3 years ago, their bees produced 85 kilos of honey. This year, they expect 8.5 tons. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, in occupied East Jerusalem.